On today's KHSU Magazine, we have two guests here. We have Brenda Perez, no stranger to KHSU's airwaves. She's also one of the hosts of Charlando Con La Raza, and Emily Velez. Both of them are here with representing Central del Pueblo. They're here to talk about SB 54, the California State Sanctuary Bill, and the upcoming measure that's going to be in the November ballot, Measure K. It's a sanctuary law for Humboldt County to enhance local control of our public safety dollars. Welcome, Emily and Brenda.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi. Thanks so much for coming on the KHSU Magazine today. I know that your work is busy to work on Measure K and getting the word out. So we can take the opportunity here to explain to people what Measure K is.
Do you want to start? Okay, I'm going. We have an official argument that I want to present everybody if we have the chance. So we are trying to talk to people in Humboldt County, to really like communicate with them, to acknowledge the diversity and the richness of the of this community. We want to invite them to vote on Measure K. Please don't miss this ballot in November. They will have the argument, they will have the reasons, and we will have a long campaign to invite them. So what we are trying to recognize in this measure is that there is several families in Humboldt County that are integrated by different members, which can be immigrant that undocumented or documented, but all of them face fear. For example, the parents are taking their children with fear to school. They don't know if they are going to be separated. Immigration enforcement is been tearing families apart. We know that. It's already in all the news. Families fear interacting with local law enforcement as survivors of crimes or witnesses, because they believe it pushed them at risk of deportation. And it's true. It's been happening. Since most immigrant families include this mix, as I said, the reality is it's very tough in Humboldt County. We are offering immigrant parents their preferences when it comes to custody and children's residence if immigration separates them from their children. And this is an entire input in this local initiative. Any other has this... disregard. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, maybe?
Yeah. So I guess it kind of leaks into SB 54 and kind of what we're trying to do with a local measure. Everyone calls it SB 54 still, but it is California Values Act. It was put in place in the beginning of the year. And so what we're doing with the local measure or the local law is kind of just building upon it and trying to kind of put certain provisions, for example, like the dealing with children. So, for example, if you are an immigrant and your child was born in this country, it's really important for us to know what happens to your children. And we've seen it all over the news. Family separation is really hitting children hard. And they also get put into the local, the child welfare system. And so with the provision that we put down, like, you have a say in who your child goes to in regards to guardianship. And like we said, that's something that's so important because it's like things that people don't think about. And there's just such a criminal aspect to immigration, but people aren't thinking about who else is involved with it and how one person goes beyond that, right? We have families that really take in all of this.
So, Emily, is that part of Measure K that if there is a family member, a parent who faces deportation, that under the state sanctuary laws, they're not able to name the guardian of their children? So the Measure K in Humboldt County would give the parent the right to say, I want my child to go live with my sister, friend, whatever, that they can say where their child is placed rather than their child going to a detention center or foster care or something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really huge. And why do you think that wasn't in the state law?
Yeah, so I mean, SB 54 went through like a lot of like loops to get put into place. It was modified many times. And even underneath, so SB 54, everyone calls it like a sanctuary bill, but there's a lot of exceptions to how local law enforcement and local resources can work with immigration custom enforcement. And what we're trying to do with the measure is, you know, state that we shouldn't be using any of our local resources, especially our law enforcement, for federal government purposes, which is what ICE does. And it's also comes back to having that relationship, right? Like, you want your community to trust local law enforcement. And so we know from experiences and stories that it's hard when these people are working with ICE. And whether I think you're pro-immigration or not, it's something to think about with your local resources, that meaning also meaning your local tax dollars being used for federal enforcement. It just doesn't make sense to us in that aspect. And so with SB 54, I think a lot of it was that it had to go through a lot of provisions to get through a lot of people for it to be signed off on by Governor Jerry Brown. And so I think that's why it wasn't put into place. And it goes along with the exceptions. Like, there is, I don't even know the amount of exceptions, but I know it's well over 50 exceptions of how local law enforcement or how local resources can be used with ICE on SB 54. And we're trying to put down like more limitations on that.
So basically the state law, it allows for loopholes and it allows for counties to make decisions about how they cooperate with ICE or not. So it's really, it does seem like it's important for counties to decide how they want to handle sanctuary issues. And it's important for people to vote on that as well and to craft their own sanctuary ordinances then.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not like we're doing anything against SB 54. We're just kind of adding on to it. And so right. That's really important, too.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. If you don't have to go through the whole state legislative process to come to an agreement, you know, it seems like the County Board of Supervisors might be a little, and the voters of Humboldt County might be a little bit easier to work with. So,
yeah.
And all of the supervisors agreed to put the Measure K on the ballot then. Correct?
Yeah.
With maybe Estelle Fennell sort of dissenting. Oh, they have to.
Yeah, we had the signatures. I mean, it was like it was just like a protocol presentation. They could call for an inform, but we have the signatures, and it was valid signatures.
Yeah, in 14 weeks, you all, Central del Pueblo, got 5,600 signatures, and I guess 4,000 are verified. How was canvassing for Measure K in those 14 weeks? I know you were hitting it really hard, and you must have had a lot of conversations with people across the county.
Yeah, it was an experience of life for me. I'm an immigrant. I'm from Mexico, and I just came to Humboldt County for making my research on PhD, so I was very active too. And when I decided to participate in this and starting to be in the team for gathering signatures, I could make like this space of X-ray of the county. We visit different towns, Lolita, Ferndale, Fortuna, doing this, Eureka, Arcata, McKinleyville. We did expect a sort of rejection because the national ambience in politics, it's very, very divided right now. But we got the signatures. I mean, we have hope now that all those, that people that sign is going to go to the ballot and is going to vote for this. Even though we have this in very little moments, rejection. And this is, of course, not nice to live as an experience. There was more like the support, and there was more the optimism, and the people concerned about families, and the people concerned about dreamers, and people that volunteer their time, people that volunteer, that make donations. Anyway, these type of things that just give us more oxygen to keep doing that.
Yeah. We talked a little bit before we went on the air just about the amount of time and energy that members of Central del Pueblo have put into the sanctuary ordinance and trying to keep people safe. What is it that drives you all to put in the long hours and the weekends and to keep pushing forward on this Measure K sanctuary ordinance and the other work that you're doing, the activist work that you're doing with Central del Pueblo?
I think it comes down to, I mean, with Measure K, I think a lot of us have a personal relationship to it, whether being an immigrant, being a child of an immigrant, or having people who just aren't documented in your life. And then it comes down to the safety aspect, right? And the sense of community and really celebrating the fact that diversity comes with papers and without papers sometimes. And so a lot of it for me, although it is a personal thing as well, is also just when I moved to Humboldt County, I didn't even think about like the undocumented community being up here that much. And it was just an ignorance that I had of the county. I didn't know the population. And so when I got involved with Centro de Pueblo, and then it clicked, right? Of course, there's immigrants here, there's immigrants everywhere. And then these people have limited to no resources in this rural county. So how can we, as a group of people who just want to help and, you know, support whatever it is that they want to do? And that's kind of, I think, what Sanctuary was. A lot of these people wanted it to happen, but didn't know how to make it happen. And so a lot of us took that time and energy to make it happen.
You know, we have this idea that undocumented people are just newly arrived, but there are people who are extremely integrated in the local community and in society, and that don't have immigration papers. It's a real risk for a lot of people, and so with Measure K, in addition to allowing parents to say where their children go if they are taken into custody by ICE, what are some of the other items on Measure K, the other safety measures or that are a little bit different from the state?
I would like to point out in the protocols, for example, something that is happening in this Measure K is that the authorities has protocols for acting. For example, they cannot arrive from midnight to 8 a.m. and just abuse of their authority in their houses, or it's a call to attention to don't act in front of the kids in courthouses, at hospitals, emergency rooms. It's just this human behavior and compassion that we want to implement for the authorities.
So they can't come in the middle of the night, and then the behavior of ICE in front of children has to be a certain way?
Yeah, we put a provision that states to avoid arrest if children are present, and I think that with a provision, right, it's like if that wasn't the possibility of them to do it, then they would still do the arrest, but trying to put things in place. We also we support the other, what SB 54 does is like not doing it in hospitals or near schools or in courthouses. So thinking of these spaces where people should feel safe, even if they're not documented, and specifically schools, right, not having them come in and take children while they're trying to get their education.
Right.
Yeah.
So people are afraid to go to school or afraid to go to the hospital or whatever.
Yes.
Well, we are out of time. I'm so sorry that it went so fast. But if people want more information, they can go to measurek.org, mm-hmm. correct? And is there anything else coming up?
Yes, we will have at the HSU Quad next Wednesday from 10 to 2 p.m., a table to register voters. So we invite them. We invite you to come to the table and receive more information about that. Also on Friday, August 31st, we'll be in the third annual Overdose Awareness Day, presenting the impact of the drug wars in Latin America, and also to inform about Measure K. That is going to be on the second amphitheater in Eureka, from 12 to 3 p.m.
Okay, thank you, Brenda Perez and Emily Velez of Central del Pueblo. We're here to talk about Measure K up on the November ballot.